Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. One of the things I recall when I was studying in Pakistan was the taraweeh that used to take place in the madrasa. So the masjid was quite big. I mean it was probably looking at, you know, maybe the size of an acre. Right, the masjid is very big. Because over there in Pakistan, you have normally a masjid which is roofed, and then you have a masjid area, courtyard, which is open. That's a common way that masjids are constructed in places like Pakistan and other hot countries. So in the winter, normally you'd pray the prayers, or if it's extremely hot, under the roof, indoors. And in the summer or at night, when it would be cooler, you could pray outdoors, and it was fairly, you know, a nice breeze blowing, because the madrasa was situated in Karachi, where you'd have normally a lot of cool breezes at night time. So there was one congregation that used to take place in the masjid itself, right, which was led by one of the nephews or relatives of Mufti Taqi Usmani. So he would lead the congregation there. And there was, in the courtyard on the other hand, there were dozens of tarawees that used to take place. All right, so I remember there used to be a local fruit juice shop outside. So if any of you guys have ever been outside the madrasa, they have these shops. It's cladded all around with just shops, right? So you've got this, you know, chain of stores all around. You have, like, as soon as you enter the main entrance, on the right hand side, you have a bakery store which sells all these types of biscuits and things, and they have a very unique taste over there. The biscuits do, it's very different from biscuits that you're probably used to eating over here, Fox's biscuits or something like that. And then on the left hand side, you used to have this this other type of savory store, and we used to buy chocolate eclairs from there as well, and other types of cakes that we used to have there. One of the cakes they used to have was they used to have a lot of dried cakes. So you look at them under the glass, and they look as though they were just baked yesterday, but they probably baked a week ago, right? So they weren't like fresh cakes, as in fresh cream cakes. They were different types of cakes. Fresh cream cakes was down the road, two stores down, right? So you had the shops there. Okay, so that store was actually called Master Cakes, right? And it had some fantastically nice looking cakes, and when you tasted them, they were very nice as well, very soft. And right, I mean, you know, I don't want to disrupt any of your fasts, but they were very, very nice. Okay, so that was that, and then they had an ice cream store next to that as well. But I don't want to talk about food. Go back to Taraweeh. So one of the stores, their relative used to lead a Taraweeh there, and they used to bring like a speaker, you know, one of these portable mics, and they had a large congregation behind them. And the guy used to read so fast, La ilaha illallah. I think he used to do a khatam in like 6 days or so. It was like one of those 6 day khatams. I don't know, 6 day, 5 day, 6 day khatams. Very fast. And because my room was in the dorm above the madrasa, like the windows, we didn't have glass in the windows. It was just like a netted kind of design that was made in the with a chalk design, and you can actually see down, you can hear. And so this guy is reading like a Ferrari, La ilaha illallah, and he's just going up and down. Right, there was that one taking place, and there was another one taking place that finished in 10 days, another one. There was one Taraweeh, however, on the other hand, that used to finish in 10 days, but that would take about 3 hours. So, you know, it was a very long one. It wasn't like very fast. But the guy who used to lead it was a blind Qari. So he was blind, and he would come specifically for those 10 days, and he was old, very old, white beard. And many of the teachers and many people used to pray behind him. I sometimes prayed behind him. It was quite long, to be honest. Right? It was like 3 hours long, and 3 hours long Taraweeh. Who's going to stand in 3 hours long Taraweeh, especially when, you know, you've had dars in the morning and you're tired. So but we used to listen to the qira, very nice recitation, and it was just flowing extremely nice. But the atmosphere in Karachi when the Tarawih is going on, all the streets, you know, you can hear the recitation of the Quran from different mosques and different types of recitations. One of the recitations over there, which is quite common, is something called Panipati. So Panipati recitation is a very common recitation. If you haven't heard of it, you can Google it. You can find some. You might not like it. You might like it. But it's got its own unique kind of, you know, Indo-Pak kind of touch to it. So yeah, so that was basically the Taraweeh that used to take place. The normal Taraweeh in the masjid, right, in the main part of the masjid that used to take place, that would probably finish in the same duration as here, like 1.5 hours or so. Right, that was that. So anyway, hope you guys are enjoying your days. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.